John Bemelmans Marciano is in the studio with me tonight. He's the author and illustrator of several books about Madeline, that much-loved, feisty little girl. He's also written Anonymous, The Forgotten People Behind Everyday Words, and the upcoming Whatever Happened to the Metric System. Tonight, we're going to talk about his two current books, Madeline and the Old House in Paris, and The Nine Lives of Alexander Badenfield, which was illustrated by Sophie Blackall. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, John.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Delightful to see you. I think it would be fair to say that Madeline came to you as a gift, but I would also guess as a responsibility. She's been around for 75 years, much longer than you.
Yes.
So tell us how she came to be in your life and who she's modeled on.
The idea for the book came to my grandfather more or less when my mom was 2.5 and he took her on a vacation to France. And he put together this incredible scrapbook that has pictures of my mom with the hat, with the coat in front of the Eiffel Tower at the zoo. And then after that, he took her to a place called the Île Dieu, the Isle of God, which is off the Atlantic coast of France. And he rented a bicycle because there was only one motorized vehicle on the island. So to get around, he got the bicycle. Anyway, he wound up getting run over by the one motorized vehicle on the island, which thankfully was an ambulance. And it took him to the hospital. I think he had a broken arm. And as he was lying in the hospital bed, he noticed a crack on the ceiling that had the habit of looking like a rabbit. And there was a girl in the room next door who was proudly showing off her appendix scar. So he went back to New York and went to Pete's Tavern, which is still there, and turned over a menu and started penning the lines in an old house in Paris that was covered with vines.
And into your life.
I never knew my grandfather. He passed away in 1962. Because, of course, it was partly modeled on her. Madeline's always been very important in my mom's life. I was, of course, read the books as a kid. I had pictures from the books hanging in my room. There's a great picture from Madeline in London at the stable where Madeline is getting her horse. That was always over my bed. So it was one of those things, in some ways, I don't want to say it meant less to me, but I wasn't aware of it just in the way that you aren't aware of things that are always in your life. It was one of those things that I look back and, you know, you think about the meaning of it, but Madeline was just always there in my life.
And I think next year she's going to be 75 years old.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could say 75 years this year, really, because it was 75 years ago that my grandfather actually wrote and illustrated the book. Mm. It's the 75th anniversary of the first book coming out is next year.
If you would, give us a bit of an introduction to Madeline and the Old House in Paris. Read a little bit.
Sure. In an old house in Paris that was covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. In another old house that stood next door lived the son of the Spanish ambassador. One afternoon at 4:45, a long black car pulled into the drive. Wondering who it could possibly be, Pepito and Madeline ran to see. It was Lord Cuckooface, the sometimes cruel and always nosy head of school. He had come to make a surprise inspection. Nothing escaped his skills of detection, save a certain little mouse who also occupied the house. You can't be too careful with these old houses, full as they are of termites and louses. Then Lord Cuckooface came before a thoroughly unfamiliar door and asked Miss Clavel what it was for.
Then the adventure begins.
Yes, exactly.
So we were talking before we went on air, and this book actually overlapped or was influenced by work that you did about astronomy, which becomes clear as we go through this book. But it's an adult book that you are writing. And what I'm wondering about is the process. So you have an adult book going on one hand and Madeline on another. And talk about where the illustrations come in also.
It's one of those things where I knew I wanted to do a book that had Madeline in Paris. The first two books that I wrote and illustrated, first one, Madeline and Cats of Rome. I had lived in Rome, so I knew the city very well. The second was Madeline at the White House. I've always had this love for Washington, D.C., as my grandfather did. I had kind of avoided setting one of the books in Paris because it was a place my grandfather knew so well and loved so much. But I did want to tackle that. So I had this idea. I wanted to do a Madeline in Paris. But every idea I came up with seemed very boring or just seemed like the other books. And I wasn't coming up with anything original. While I was doing this, though, I was working on this book about the metric system, and the metric system was created by astronomers essentially during the French Revolution. And I was so fascinated by the telescopes and their tools and also the costumes. And for me, it was this entry into something French, something that I loved. I also wanted to draw, not giving away anything, said that there is a ghost in the book, a ghost of an 18th century astronomer. And I gave him the opportunity to draw his clothing. And then the adventure is trying to recover his telescope from the naughty Lord Cuckoofus. So it's one of those things that's great about working on stuff for adults and working on stuff for kids at the same time, is you get out of your head and you can get inspiration from another place.
Meanwhile, you also have a current book, The Nine Lives of Alexander Badenfield, that is for a little bit older children.
Yes, it is definitely for older children. There have been some very unhappy Amazon customers who bought Madeline books and were suggested this and then are somewhat horrified to find a book about a boy who gets the nine lives from his cat and plant into himself and goes about using them all up.
One of the great pleasures in life has to be reading or sharing a book with a child. And the best of children's literature, I think, always has something in it for the adult reader as well as the child. The wit in this book is just delightful. And as our listeners can tell from Lord Cuckooface, there's a lot of fun with language in this book also. So I would like you to read just a very brief passage, but it will give people a sample of the time when Alexander and his nervous Nellie Minder Winterbottom have gone to find Dr. Graft, who's going to perform this
surgery,
yes, to give him nine lives.
Life-enhancing surgery.
So tell us where they are, what part of the world they're in.
Well, Dr. Graft's lair is in the Arctic Circle. His real name is actually Dr. Krantzsteneff. Dr. Krantzsteneff, it turned out, had been a Badenfield tenant for a number of years, having taken over a lab space halfway between the lairs of a hedge fund manager and the writer Thomas Pynchon.
Wonderful.
Just one thing I'd love to say about the book, reviews and people at the publishing house kept comparing the book to Edward Gorey and Roald Dahl, and I was never a fan of either of those. It really never quite sat right with me, because that really wasn't my inspiration, and I didn't know exactly where it came from. And my mom figures into this again, because I have a daughter who's 4.5 years old. And when I brought her back, right after I turned in the manuscript for this book about 6 months ago, my mom actually sat her down and read to her for the first time. And the book she picked out was Hilaire Belloc's Cautionary Tales, in which basically every tale is a child essentially dying for some minor transgression. And I suddenly realized this is why I did a book like this. And it made me realize that, yes, sharing what you love and what you share with your kids stays with them forever.
Yes. And you're so lucky to have a little girl in your life to read to. And I'm sure to be a model for future Madelines.
She's a model in every way.
I just so appreciate you keeping Madeline alive and well for us and introducing us to Alexander Badenfield.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I've been talking with John Bemelmans Marciano about his two latest books. They are Madeline and the Old House in Paris and The Nine Lives of Alexander Badenfield. You will find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.